this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Lori London reporting. Division instead of unity is a dominant narrative on the last day of the Republican National Convention, even as Donald Trump prepares to accept the party's nomination. The discord exposed Wednesday night by Texas Senator Ted Cruz's criticisms of Trump continued Thursday as Cruz told his state's delegation that he will not cast his presidential vote for Clinton, but declined to say if he'll vote for Trump.
And that pledge was not a blanket commitment that if you go and slander and attack Heidi, that I'm going to nonetheless come like a servile puppy dog and say thank you very much for maligning my wife and maligning my father.
Well, tonight, Donald Trump will pledge to Americans that safety will be restored and the middle class will experience profound relief if he becomes president. He'll also cast the blame for much of it on Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine is emerging as the leading contender for Clinton's running mate, according to two Democrats who caution that Clinton has not yet made a final decision and still could change directions. The announcement of Clinton's pick could come as early as Friday afternoon in Florida. Big changes for the conservative-leaning Fox News channel. Roger Ailes is out as chief executive at the network he built from scratch and ran with an iron hand for nearly 20 years. His resignation follows allegations of sexual harassment to female staffers. Network parent 21st Century Fox said Thursday that Rupert Murdoch, the company's executive chairman, will run Fox News and its sister Fox Business Network until a successor can be found. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. Amnesty International is criticizing the Turkish government for a broad crackdown on people accused of participating in or supporting last week's failed military coup. Andrew Gardner, a researcher in the organization's Istanbul office, says the rights of detainees are being violated and many of them were not questioned on their links to the coup, but about their political affiliations.
Well, unfortunately, the information we're getting is incredibly disturbing. It paints a picture of the rights of detainees being violated in a whole range of different areas, from people being held in unofficial places of detention to people not having access to family members and to lawyers, to serious allegations of ill treatment in places of detention.
Turkish lawmakers have endorsed sweeping new powers to President Erdogan that would allow him to expand a crackdown under a three-month state of emergency. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is questioning whether the United States would automatically defend other NATO allies if they were attacked, a bedrock principle of the U.S.-European military alliance since the end of World War II. Trump told the New York Times that he, if elected, would first look to see if other countries have shared the cost of funding NATO. Defense expenses the United States has largely borne, but he says can no longer afford. Secretary of State John Kerry was asked about it by reporters for his view on the comments. Kerry says he's not allowed to comment on the presidential race or politics, but he did say this.
I might point out, every NATO country is a member of the coalition against Daesh, and 20 of the 28 nations were here today. So that's how important NATO is in the work that we are doing. And in coordination with our allies, we made it clear in Warsaw just a few, a week or so ago at the summit that we are going to continue to increase the capability, the readiness, and the responsiveness of NATO forces to address any threat and to deter further destabilizing activities.
Trump further pledging to scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico unless they negotiate new terms as well. Florida mosquito control officials worry they won't be able to keep up their efforts to contain the bugs that carry Zika without federal funding, even as concern mounts that the first infection from a mosquito bite on the U.S. mainland is near. On Thursday, fogging trucks drove through a Miami-Dade County neighborhood where health officials are investigating a Zika diagnosis that doesn't appear to have connection to the travel outside the U.S. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.